open up, man.
What's up?
They're blaming this all on me.
The crisis?
Yeah, man.
So why are you telling me?
I was looking for some help.
Man.
I don't know what to do.
Say it wasn't you.
All right. Van Buren came in. He was the savior of a nation. Out of tune. Picture this. I had pen to paper. But threatening to kill Calhoun. I made South Carolina wish that they could succeed. I might have pulled a gun on them. That statement is guaranteed. It wasn't me.
Not everything is your fault, even though it kinda is. They could link it back to you and your ideas. They had some good plans, mostly the Whigs. They just wanted some more credit and higher tariffs. But Van Buren spurned them all. The choice wasn't his. Just bleed insanity, that isn't too bizarre. Maybe it's because of the bullet in your heart. Ridicule over Rachel could have pushed you too far. They'll believe anything you say. Just keep the truth in a drawer. Now you try it, Andy.
You set off the bank war.
It wasn't me.
You were stingy with funding.
That wasn't me.
You even reversed expansion.
That was not me.
We even have your signature.
It wasn't me. I know all the best means, and that wasn't me.
Shady bones in the cabinet.
Wasn't me.
You made a mess and retired.
It wasn't me.
Long bills just got longer.
Well, what about your legacy?
Van Buren came in. He was the savior of a nation. Out of tune. I picture this. I had pen to paper. Kill Calhoun. How could I forget? I made some really bad policies. All this time I thought it was them. The problem really laid with me. It wasn't me. I should probably say I'm sorry for the mess that I've caused. But if I do, that means these lies I made mean nothing at all. We should say that I'm sorry for this mess that I made. Maybe if I blame some others, it would hide my flaws. Van Buren came in and he was the savior of a nation. Out of tune. Picture this. I had a pen to paper. All threatening to kill Calhoun. How could I forget? I made some really bad policies. All this time I thought it was them. The problem really laid with me. It wasn't me. It wasn't me.
And so you see, democracy wasn't destroyed by Old Hickory, but the Republic sure was. And there's not always a Cassius or a Brutus around when you need one. And Andrew's legacy? Now, the next four or five elections would be decided by hard cider rather than any real substance, and his spoils system would see power shift away from the executive to the legislative branch, deepening the wedge between North and South, and eventually leading to a civil war. But that's cool. A small price to pay in order to live in a country where the vote of an uneducated meth head counts just as much as a business leader with a Mensa IQ. Just remember what Socrates said, "Much I've seen, and methinks I've seen enough. Hand me that bottle of hemlock." Good night, folks, and may God bless. Good night. Good night, folks. See ya. Good night. There we go.